You're listening to the Advancing Your Photography podcast. I'm your host, Mark Silber. I connect you with remarkable photographers who've mastered their craft, sharing their insight and skills so you can put them right to use. Okay, you guys, so we're going to talk about something quite important. I don't know if you saw my Instagram post. I've been thinking about this a lot lately because of what's going on in the world. I want you guys to think about this. It's really important. You've heard us kind of talk around this point, but maybe not as directly with Dan Milner, for instance. What is the mission of your photography? You know, you got to have something that wakes you up in the morning, or you wake up in the morning and you go, what am I here to do? Why am I pointing my camera at the world? What am I doing with this? And that comes from your mission. Your camera is a tool, and it's a tool for creativity, but it's really a tool for communication. And it can be used as a tool to help people. Now, help is defined in the Oxford Dictionary as the action of helping someone do something or assistance. And the second one's even better, improve a situation or a problem. Be of benefit to. Improve a situation or a problem. Now, we have a few problems in the world today, don't we? And we can use our tools of creativity. And this isn't just photography. There's a lot of artists who use their creative talents to change the world. I mean, you can think of some notable ones, and we're going to certainly look at them in a minute. Pablo Picasso is the one that comes to mind here. Using our art to create change is what this show is all about. Create change. And we're doing this by introducing this hashtag. Nobody else has used it yet. Project Create Peace. There's two posts in that that I'm aware of, and they're both related to our show. And I would like you guys to use this when you post your stuff on Instagram or anywhere you put it. Use this hashtag. Now, peace is the other side of war. We're not going to just focus on peace, because sometimes you have to tell the story of what you're trying to help people overcome. I mean, that is the role of us as photographers. We go out and we tell stories with our cameras. We're going to see some examples from you guys as we get into the part of the show. But I want you to think about this first example of Pablo Picasso, 1937. Now, he was from Spain. He had moved to France, to Paris, and he was horrified by what was happening in 1937. He was outraged by the reports of the Germans bombing civilians during the Spanish Civil War. Does that sound familiar? He painted this called Guernica, I'm probably mispronouncing that, in response to the destruction of the town by that name, civilians being bombed, okay? He used his art to spread the message, and it's become a representation of every city that has been bombed since then. This is a really important painting, and he used his ability as an artist. You know, he had transitioned from several different art genres by this time. He went through his very realistic realism to cubism to what we can only really call his own genre, which is Pablo Picasso. But this is a really moving painting of how he depicted this horror. And it really did move people around the world, and it still does. 1937 to today, you know, in the big scheme of things, that's not very long ago. And it certainly is very applicable in today's world. So he used that, and it's been used by many other people. And you guys can do the same thing. Here's an example of a Ukrainian conductor. Jared found this. Herman Makarenko. I know I'm messing up your name, and I'm very sorry. By the way, all these links that we're going over will be in a blog post, so you guys can refer to them later. Jared, why don't you tell them you found this? What's the story here?
Yeah, so this gentleman is he belongs to a UN organization, Artists for Peace. They have a whole bunch of different artists that promote different things. And in this case, this is a Ukrainian conductor. And he took, this was March 9th, and Maidan Square, which is kind of the main plaza of Kiev, the capital, he held a concert there. Normally, yeah, he has about like 60 to 80 people, I believe. He was able to round up about 20 people, and they held a concert during the day. You know, in the previous night, they'd been shelled and stuff, and so he held a concert, sort of a way to give relief to the people that were there and to stand in solidarity.
You know, that's another example of how you can use your art. It's not just about the storytelling, but it's also giving some relief. Can you imagine? Just think about that. These people the night before had been shelled, and here they are probably risking their lives. I mean, I don't know how where the fighting is going on in relationship to them, but here he is holding a fairly lively concert. You guys will see that. We'll put it in the blog post. Pretty powerful stuff, because we're now using, and he's using his art to help these people. Remember that definition of help that I gave you. It's giving some assistance to overcome a problem or a situation. And that is certainly a big situation there. One of the photographers I interviewed in 2009, a long time ago, Turu Kuamea. Now, Turu, I'm showing some stuff, and we'll also give you guys the link to this. This is part of another big article. But he said, a world history and a cautionary tale are written here in the fragments of past superpowers and in the faces of the descendants of history's great empires. He was in Mongolia. He was in Afghanistan. And these are just pictures that he captured. Now, something interesting about Turu is that he photographs with toy cameras, because he doesn't want to take expensive equipment behind the lines. I mean, imagine if something happened to one of those, you know, his gear, either it could be stolen from him or broken or whatever. And all these are filmed with film cameras, Helgas and different toy cameras that he used. Really amazing photographs telling the story. And he obviously had a mission here. His mission was to show this area that had generation after generation had gone through war. And, you know, he's picturing it here so people can see it. I mean, that is one of our kind of our outlets as humans, is if we can see what's going on, we know at least what's happening. Maybe we can do something about it. And if nothing more, just being informed certainly helps. So these are very powerful images. This is look at the length of that film. This is all film strip. So this is 2 1/4 square. This is probably 2 1/4 by, I don't know, it's an unusual frame, 6 or something. Unusual, very unusual frame. And this is one of my favorites right here. This was, you know, filmed in probably 2007 or 8, but this could be from 100 years ago. So here's an example, which you guys can look up. Turu, we'll give you some links. And I do have that interview that I did with him that's quite interesting, because I don't know anybody else who's professionally going out and shooting with toy cameras. Now, I want you to think about ways that you can carry out this mission, because I'm imagining one of the first thoughts you might have, I don't live in a war-torn area. You know, I live in Sacramento, California. How do I go shoot anything that has relevance to this? Well, think about it. Just start by doing a little bit of research, first of all. How could you tell your stories? And you'll see some examples from our own AYP club members in a minute. But how could you tell your stories about war or peace? Could you talk to friends or family in those areas? Maybe you have some family in the Ukraine, you know, war right now, that you could get some photographs from them. Maybe you could look into your family's past. Amy Douglas, who's been part of our community, looked into old negatives and found old negatives from her family and started making prints of them, you could do the same thing. So maybe you have some old prints or negatives from war days and you could create a story around them. And then really it comes down to researching and getting ideas and asking people. You know, the part of storytelling is you got to listen, you got to observe before you start telling anybody else anything. And this is true as photographers. We have to watch and listen and gather information. Remember that creativity is the antidote for destruction and violence. So rather than just absorbing these terrible moments, as artists, if you can do anything about it, including telling the story, you're one step forward. The worst thing to do is to do nothing and to see what's going on. Honestly, this was my call to action as far as like, I can't stand this war. I don't like any war. And when I was a kid, I grew up during the Cold War. And it was a horrible time, you guys, because we had neighbors building fallout shelters. Now, a fallout shelter would only hold that one family, nobody else. In fact, you were, I believe, part of the civil defense instructions were to fend off, you know, keep your shelter from being invaded. I grew up with that. The whole USSR, America, Cold War was going on full steam. And then we had Vietnam and, you know, I participated in those demonstrations. I didn't really use my camera as a tool, though. I did a little bit. I did photograph some of those demonstrations, which I have only in negative form, and I do need to pull them out and scan them. So it's not true that I don't have photographs of it. But if you can do anything about it, you're moving a consciousness, an awareness from maybe numb. I think a lot of people are very numb to the fact that right here and right now on the other side of the world, this is very real. Their country's been invaded. Civilians are being killed. Art schools are being bombed. I mean, you've heard these stories. We have to participate. And we have to be socially conscious. Now, if you don't want to do this, that's fine. This maybe isn't for everybody. But I think all of us have that seed of understanding that we need to do something about situations that are going on around us that are destructive or violent or causing misery or hardship, whatever, you know, and do something about it. And that's where I'm advising you to go with your photography is, you know, back where we started here is go back to that hashtag and use it. But more than the hashtag, it's a symbolic hashtag. It can cover a lot of stuff besides just peace, anything in the world of violence, destruction, or the other side. Like we saw the refugee kids. Well, that's not war, but it's the result of, and it's a depiction of something very important and very powerful. But tell your story with your camera, but also add your words from your heart, what this means to you, why you're doing it. Put it on, you know, if you're not going to use social media, that's fine. We will have a blog post. You guys could add to that. That's one way you can get your stuff out. You can put it in AYP Club if you're in our Facebook community, which you should be, because that's where we're talking about important issues like this. But if you don't want to join any social media, definitely use our blog post and just, you know, you can put it as a comment and attach your photographs. So I'm just planting the seed. We're going to talk about this more, and this is going to be an ongoing project. It's not all we're going to talk about, but we're going to definitely keep talking about it. In the New York subways, they have a slogan all around the subways. If you see something, say something. You can say it with your camera. If you see something, say something. It's not a bad slogan. You know, what they're talking about, like if you see something weird, like somebody left this package that could be a bomb, say something, you know, don't just go, well, I just left their package here. But more than that for us, if you see something, photograph it and say something. If you see something, say something.
Thanks for joining us today on Advancing Your Photography. If there's anything you wanted to see from today's episode, you can find the video version of this show on our YouTube channel, Advancing Your Photography. You can also find the show notes on our website, silverstudios.com/podcast. Please rate and leave a review, subscribe, and be sure to share with your friends. And until next time, remember to get out and capture your own images of life.